Hello, my name is Jim Rudig, and I'm with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And it's a pleasure to be able to present a talk on the 2007 California Pink Bollworm Program. I'd like to acknowledge the assistant of a senior economic entomologist with CDFA, Mr. Dan Keveny. Our program mirrors the programs in the rest of the states that are eradicating pink bollworm. We have an integrated pest control approach utilizing mapping, trapping, sterile release, crop destruction, and occasionally pheromone treatments. Using handheld GPS units, crews validate individual field locations, and then those fields are digitized into a GIS software. In our 452,000 acres in 2007 was approximately a 19% reduction from 2006. In the San Joaquin Valley, we have approximately 57% Pima acreage, and that has been increasing steadily each year. We have divided the San Joaquin Valley into biopotential zones based on climate data and native moth capture history. We use a different trap per acre ratio and a different service interval in each of the zones, and this is based on risk. We placed nearly 6,000 traps in 2007, serviced them weekly with the exception of every other week servicings in a portion of Fresno County, Madera, and Merced counties. In 2007, we trapped 32 native moths, the majority of which were in Kern County. This slide shows the last 10 years of San Joaquin Valley native moth captures. I'd like you to note that there is an influence of weather, hurricanes coming up from Baja, California. And this occurred in 2005, 2003, and in 1999. This Weather Channel map shows the influence of Hurricane Marty. In this area of the Mojave Desert, we run a trap line that is not associated with any cotton. We basically stick a pheromone-baited trap on a fence post along a highway every 5 miles. It's roughly 50 miles from the closest southern San Joaquin Valley cotton and over 100 miles from the closest Southern California cotton desert growing areas. On September 24th of 2003, we trapped a single native moth in the Mojave Desert. In the 14 weeks prior to that, we had picked up 83 moths in the San Joaquin Valley. In the following 3 weeks, we picked up another 97 moths in the valley. Yeah. Sterile moth release is our primary control mechanism. We begin our sterile moth release on the prior year's fine sections. And in 2007, we released 2 million moths per day for a total of 254 million released. This is an actual flight recording out of the release aircraft. We have divided the San Joaquin Valley into two release areas, and we fly every section every other day, or each section every other day. We have 5 corridors or SWAs that the airplane follows. And in this upper section that looks like plaid, we picked up a moth in 2007, and so we 2X that by doing a checkerboard flight pattern. Then after that initial checkerboard flight pattern, we revert back to a standard application. We perform sterile insect quality tests on every shipment that we receive from Phoenix, Arizona. And then this slide, you see a 5-year average where we examine 0-hour and 7-day mortality. And the average is below 3% at the 0-hour and just below 10% at the 7-day. We also check mating propensity. As soon as we receive the moths from Phoenix, we check. We're actually examine the females for spermatophores, and at 0 hour, the average was below 3%. But you can see in 48 hours, they get pretty busy and they get up to 85%. Southern California was added to the USDA Pink Bowler Mary White Eradication Program for the first time in 2007. The program elements are the same as in Arizona and include insect monitoring, BT cotton plantings, sterile insect release, and pheromone treatments in the non-BT cotton. And thanks to the USDA, they were able to obtain a Section 18 crisis exemption that allowed Southern California growers to plant 100% BT cotton. So sterile moths were released over this BT cotton in lieu of refugia, and over 32 million sterile moths were released. This slide shows the moths per trap in the Blythe-Palo Verde Valley area and compares 2006, which wasn't under eradication, and 2007. You notice that in mid-May, in mid-May, we had a peak due to overwintering emergence. And then when Mexico cuts off the water to their cotton, generally in mid-August and early September, we see another spike in native moth captures migrating from that area. However, we think that because of the BT cotton, we didn't see the typical late September, mid-October native moth catch. This is the Imperial Valley, and it mirrors what we saw in Blythe-Palo Verde. Again, a spike due to overwintering emergence, and then another spike when the Mexicali Valley cuts off their water. Migration of pink bollworm from areas not under area-wide eradication will continue until these areas are added to the eradication program. CDFA also performs BT resistance monitoring in Southern California in concert with the Arizona Cotton Research Protection Council and the University of Arizona. Especially appreciate the assistance from Dr. Tim Dennehy in this endeavor. These are 2007 BT monitoring stats where we pull 1,000 bolls from each of 10 sites for the BT fields and 200 bolls from the non-BT fields. We pulled a total of 10,400 bolls, and to date, no resistance has been observed. This slide shows a summary from BT resistance monitoring from 2001 through 2006, noting the number of sites, the number of bolls, and the number of pink bollworm, plus the pink bollworm per boll. As you can see in the average in both the minimum and maximum, the number of larvae or pink bollworm per boll is well under the 2% non-expression of BT endotoxin in the BT plants. Our conclusions for 2007 is that our San Joaquin Valley Suppression Program was extremely successful, and that our 32 native moths trapped was the lowest number we have trapped in 34 years. And Southern California entered its first year of the area-wide eradication program. However, adult migration from the non-eradication areas makes it difficult to draw any significant conclusions. We are encouraged over the 17.3% reduction in natives from the previous year. And probably most promising is the fact that no growers had to apply any applications to control pink bollworm. I would especially like to acknowledge the California Cotton Growers and the Cotton Pest Control Board for their insight and support of the pink bollworm program and the sterile insect technology. California cotton growers, through a direct bale assessment, funded the construction and the implementation of the current pink bollworm sterile insect rearing facility in Phoenix, Arizona. They had the insight to build a plant that would produce many more insects than what they needed, in hopes that in years to come, an area-wide program would benefit all cotton growers in affected by pink bollworm. So this was done in 1993, and at that time, California only needed 3 to 5 million insects per day. Now the facility is cranking up to the tune of about 24 to 25 million today. And as we move on to further eradication efforts, Ernie Miller has promised us 28 million to 32 million insects per day. For over 40 years, pink bollworm has been successfully controlled in the San Joaquin Valley through the use of integrated pest control and specifically sterile insect technology. Thank you.